B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm trying to hang in there, man. You know?
Big sigh.
Society's whack right now, man.
I'm sorry I'm laughing at you, but...
That's how we all feel right now, you know?
Tell us about your situation.
Yeah, so check this out. I met this broad online.
Here we go.
Wait, excuse me? What did you just say?
I met this little baby online.
Yeah, he met a beautiful young lady online.
Okay, all right.
Didn't sound like that's what he said, but okay.
Damsel in distress.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Boy, this is going to go swimmingly, I can tell.
Yeah, I want you guys to help me out.
Okay.
Because we were talking for a while, man. She's cool. She's pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's whack right now, man. Can't even, go outside, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, there's that little pandemic going on. No big deal.
Yeah, you don't need to meet her.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Okay, I was kidding.
This is not going to go well.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't want to politic or anything.
Can we just skip to the part of what you think you did that turned her off?
I have no idea. That's why I need you guys to hook it up.
I mean, so far from what you're saying, it sounds like you're a great guy who wouldn't piss anybody off by accident.
Yeah, and I had a little run-in with the law.
I was
kind of off the grid for a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm
that
back.
That is the least shocking thing I've heard of.
Let's call.
So that, you think that could be it?
I mean, chicks usually like that stuff. I never have a problem with it before.
Really?
Chicks love guys with tattoos on the back of their neck. You know what I'm saying? They love bad boys.
this guy sounds great. This guy, listen, if we can't make it happen with this girl, we'll find you somebody out there. Trust me.
Yeah, me too.
There's a woman out there who's listening right now going, oh, my God.
He's the one.
He's the one. Hang on. Second date update on Tens.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anna?
Yeah.
She sounds so mad. Anna, my name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to, I'm going to say go out on a date with you. I know that's really hard right now, but here's what we can do for you. If you say yes to this, and I'm going to tell you the guy's name, but if you say yes, we could set up a little Zoom virtual date with you guys. We'll send food to your house, food and wine. We'll send it to his house. You guys can get to know each other that way. And if you hit it off, when all this is said and done in a couple months, we'll reserve a nice restaurant for you guys to get to know each other better in person. And again, I'll tell you the guy's. Do you want to hear the guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay, so his name is Lewis, and he said that you guys apparently what?
No. I know exactly.
Jesus, she didn't even need a... That was 2 seconds.
Wait, but why no? Because we talked to him and he said that... why no? I'll just say, why no? Why would you say no?
He's a hot mess. You talked to him, didn't you?
We did, and he... You know, he sounds like right now quarantine's being a little rough for him, I guess.
No, it's not. He is doing whatever the hell he wants and doesn't give a shit about the quarantine rules and regulations and is just out doing whatever the fuck he wants, and that's not cool with me.
Yeah, because he mentioned something. Okay, he did mention something about the police or whatever. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or,
okay. He was arrested because he's violating everything.
What did he do?
This is so not shocking, by the way.
I know. This is the least surprising. Well, okay, when you say violating everything, what do you mean?
I mean, we have, a stay-at-home order, and he is not staying at home. he has a hot dog cart, and he goes and sells hot dogs and is not staying at home and is selling those stupid dogs and dirty water to everybody, and that's...
Hold up.
Lewis is on the phone.
Check this out. Dirty water? No, listen. Where are you from? Portland, what? Oregon? The freaking dirty hippies out there. I'm working, making money. That's what I'm doing.
Hold on. You're selling... Where are you selling hot dogs right now?
Courthouse.
The courthouse?
Dude!
Oh, Jesus, I'm going home.
I go everywhere. I got it on wheels. Look, I got to go where everybody's at. So, old folks home. I guess that's dangerous or something. But hospitals, wherever they're at, where they're working, they get hooked up.
Oh, so you hook them up for free or for a discount?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's $7 a hot dog. It doesn't matter who the f*** you are.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I was going to say, it sounds like he's doing something nice by going to the hospitals, but talk about price gouging. $7 for a hot dog.
Okay.
The hospitals are pretty busy, too. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
We know.
That's where I got that's where I got in trouble.
That's why you got in trouble?
Well, that's where I got pinched.
Yo, this guy's a piece of work.
Anna?
Yeah.
Look, he's just the man's just trying to make his money. He doesn't want to get some BS check for unemployment. He's trying to still stay employed in this hard time, and you know, his methods might be a little different than other people's, but his intentions are in the right place.
Yeah, you want some schmucks that don't work?
You're going out everywhere, and you're going to like places that you shouldn't be.
I gotta hit the unemployment line. That's what my friend said. He said that's blowing up. He said that's blowing up right now.
Dude, I just can't. What an ass, man.
Do you at least wear gloves when you're doing this?
Nah, you can't. Make the shit taste funny. The bread and stuff.
Okay.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
How about giving Lewis another chance?
Are you f***ing kidding me? No.
Oh, of course she's not. She's going back to Oregon. Where the f*** she's from.
Dude, you wanted to go out with her, didn't you?
Right.
Doesn't
she's hot,
sound
but
like
she's
it.
Obviously got a bad attitude.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.